When we expend negative energy towards others and the world around us, we push ourselves further away from our own success. Welcome to Wealthy Thoughts with your host, Richard Levy. Our show provides a positive blueprint to what you could be doing in order to bring more success to your life. Now, here is Richard Levy.
Warm greetings to you, ladies and gentlemen in the United States and all around the world. Pardon me for that. This is Richard Levy in Flower Mound, Texas, and welcome to Wealthy Thoughts, where we talk about the thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and actions you need to take or may choose to take. It's up to you, remember that, to attract a rich, abundant life full of success, wealth, happiness, and joy. Remember, it's not the weather, it's not the boss, it's not the relatives, it's not the news of the day, it's not what's in the internet, it's not in the emails that determines your fate, your future, your success, your wealth, prosperity, or your disappointments and happiness. It all starts and ends with your thoughts. And once you really learn that and practice that and take responsibility for your thoughts, your actions, your behaviors, you begin to be in control of your life. Do challenges come up to you during the day? Even if you're a multimillionaire, a very successful man or woman, you betcha, absolutely. The most wealthy person, the most successful person, the happiest person that you may know in your life or that you see in the movies or television has challenges. The difference is the successful person takes responsibility for their thoughts and their reactions to the challenges instead of focusing on what's bad, what's wrong, what disappoints them. They begin to be focused on what do I want? What is the best outcome for all parties concerned? There's a phrase that I talk about over and over in my daily prosperity messages and also on this radio show. It's a phrase that you can use when you encounter any challenges, personal, financial, health-wise, meetings with people, pleasant people, unpleasant people. I am looking for the best and highest good for all people concerned. I'll say that again. I am focusing on the best possible outcome for all people concerned, for all parties concerned. When you focus your thoughts on the best possible outcome for all people concerned, that is you, that's the people you're meeting with, and the people that you don't even actually see around you. The universe takes care of this. Instead of talking about what's wrong, what's bad, I ask you to think about what do you want? Instead of complaining about what they are doing, what the injustices are in life, think about what do you want for your life, what would make you happy, what would be a great solution. Remember, what you focus on is what you get. I mention that always at the conclusion of this radio show, Wealthy Thoughts. I would like to welcome you to Wealthy Thoughts. If you've never been with us before, glad to have you with us. Please tell your friends and relatives and colleagues about us. We normally do this show once a week. My wife and I are in the middle of a gigantic remodeling project, so I'm not sure if we'll be on the air next weekend or not. I don't think so. Actually, I'm going to be out of the country. It just dawned on me. But as soon as we're allowed back into our house, it sounds kind of funny, we'll continue with wealthy Thoughts. And I do not imagine it'll be more than 10 days before the next show. Certainly, we will let you know through my daily prosperity messages that we send out every morning, free of charge, no obligations. If you're interested, come to my website, thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. That's thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com, and sign up. And, of course, like every other email you get or subscriptions, you are able to and have full rights to cancel at any time. We do not use your email address for any reasons at all other than to send you this email. Remember, the life you choose to live, the income you wish to have, the goals you wish to have, accomplish, and that's going to be our subject of today's talk, is based solely on the thoughts you choose. The actions you take are always yours. Remember that. If you wish to call in today, our phone number is this, area code 646-652-2293. That's 646-652-2293. If you wish to call in, let us know your first name and where you are calling from. Always remember this, my dear friends. Whatever good you give away that puts a smile on someone's face, that helps someone solve a challenge, that helps someone reach their goals, leaves you feeling how? It leaves you feeling better, happier, and more abundant. And that is the key to wealth. Wealth begins with feeling abundant, feeling happy. And remember this, the more abundant you feel, the more abundance you feel within you, the more abundance you attract into your life. It does not matter what happened to you yesterday. It does not matter what someone did or should have done for you yesterday or last year or 20 years ago. We focus on what your thoughts are today. Focus on abundance. Focus on success. Focus on your goals. Imagine and visualize having and living the life that you want, and let the universe take it from there. The more trust and belief you have in success, in having abundance, and living the life you want, the more of these good things you will have in your life, the more prosperity and success. Always remember to send out thoughts of success when you're walking down the street, you're taking the bus, taking the train, traveling the airplane. If you see a ticket agent at the airport, or you see a passenger, you see a fellow colleague at work having a challenging day, yes, smile at them. Speak some words of confidence, of hope to them. But more importantly, visualize them smiling, happy, and overcoming their challenge that they have at the present time. Why do we do that? Because when we wish more good for others than they're actually wishing for themselves, the universe, in not in a direct proportion, but in a proportion in your favor, rewards you, blesses you, and prospers you. We don't need to understand why that happens. It just is that way. Just trust in that what I'm saying is true. And this is a good way to turn your life around if you're living a challenging life right now, financially, health-wise, occupation-wise, work-wise. Visualize good to come to other people. As soon as we refocus our attention from our challenges, from our problems, onto other people having a great life, having prosperity, having love, then the universe begins to prosper you in many, many unknown ways. Phone calls come through, promotions come through, people say yes to you, unexpected money comes into your life, and you have job opportunities just in abundance, in a big flow like a rainfall flowing down the side of the house. The good things come to you when you stay focused on good thoughts, and it starts with sending that good energy out to other people. Are you out to change your life? This is one that comes up very, very often. People want to change your life. How do you change your life? Very, very simple. Are you ready for this? Change yourself. How do you change yourself? You change your thoughts. You change your thinking. You read books on prosperity and success, self-improvement books, on creating wealth. The more you read books, and there are literally millions of them out there, some are better than others, you begin to feel and believe and have confidence in a future of success and abundance. You also want to, wherever you are, what kind of job you have, learn more, get educated in your skill, and perhaps pick up other skills that make yourself more marketable, not only to the present job you're in, but in other fields. And it could be that you work in a job 8 to 5 and you are on a fixed income there and you're looking for the boss to pay you more money. Stay there. Enjoy what you're doing. Make your money. Make a living. Support your family if that's your case. But begin to think about what it is you would love to do. What is your passion in life? How can you help other people have a more productive life? When you can market that and figure out how to serve others and help others solve their challenges, have a better life, have more abundance, have more happiness, people will pay you money. So again, do not give up your daily 8 to 5 job in following your until you are so involved with your new passion, the new direction you're going, that your day job, as I say, it could be a night job, your day job starts to interfere with you following your passion. Okay. If you have any questions on that, give me a phone call and we can talk about that. And the call-in number is 646-652-2293. Let's talk now about goals. I am real big on goals. And I'm going to tell you in a moment that I am aware that a lot of people are not big on goals. But let's talk about the good side of goals and why some and people are not so big in goals, which is certainly their right, their feelings. Goals, this life, this gift, worthwhile. It is the journey, the goal of having the money, having a trip to Europe or Asia, to America, wherever you're living. The goal to have freedom, financial freedom, personal freedom, is worthy, and it's a worthwhile endeavor. It is almost, however, more important to think about the journey en route to the goal, into having prosperity, happiness, health, the ideal relationship. If you're single and you want to have a relationship, it is life is a matter of following the path to your destination, to what you want to have in life. And by having goals, this keeps you excited and motivated, if that's what you want to have it be in life. Now, some people say, I don't need goals, and I've actually interviewed people on my show who are doing very well in life, and they're not big on goals. They're more in living in the present. Well, somehow or some way, I have to believe that they do have goals, but that's not for me to be a mind reader. Majority of people that I follow, who I've learned from, and books I read about, and from my own personal experience, have goals. So that's your personal choice. So let's talk about a life full of goals. How far out should you write your goals? There's no should about it. You can write, make a list in your journal of goals that you want to have 1 month from now, 6 months from now, 12 months from now, 2 years, 5 years, 7 years. Write out on paper everything you'd like to have. Now, some people say if you have more than 3 goals, you are diluting the process and you're really not staying focused. Well, that could be argued, and I'm not going to get into the pro and con of that you should focus only on 3 goals. But write down whatever you'd like to have, whether it's material things like a watch, a car, it's a relationship, it's wealth, it's opening up your own business, following your own passion. Write it out on paper. Do put a date on it, because as I say over and over and over, a goal without a date is simply a dream. And why do I talk about, why, there's a little sip of green tea you just had there. Why do I talk about not only dating it, but putting it on paper? Because putting on paper does this. It takes it the goal, the idea, the desire out of your mind. A lot of us say that we'd like to be doing such and such, traveling, or have a new relationship, but that is what I call a wish. It's nice to express it and talk about it, but when you put it on paper, you're telling the universe that you're serious about it. And then once it's on paper and out of your mind, you can then analyze what you've written and make it clearer, because this is a mistake a lot of people make when they write out their goals. They're either too long, the sentence is too long, just that simple, that you don't feel what you're writing. But, worse than that is you're not clear in your mind. And if you're not clear in your mind about your goal, the universe cannot deliver or bring it to you what you want. It may bring a version of what you want, but I don't think that's what you want to have. You want to have the goal in the fashion that you have written it out, and if it comes in a slightly different way, then you can decide if that is something you want. The universe oftentimes is smarter than we are once we put the energy out there. So put it on paper. Make the sentence clear as you can. Make it understandable for a six-year-old. Could you show this to a six-year-old and a six-year-old understand it? Now, that is not hard and fast, and I'm not suggesting you take it up to a six-year-old literally, but figuratively I'm saying it has to be so simple to understand that a six-year-old could understand what it is you want. They may not understand the terminology if it's something technical. All right, put a date on it. And the other advantage to writing out, my dear friends, is this. What you write on paper becomes more embedded, in your subconscious mind, in your nervous system, in your feelings, in your beliefs. Why does that happen? That comes in, again, under the category of don't worry about it. Don't focus on why that happens. Just trust me on that one, that when you write it out on paper and become clear and put a date on it, then the goal is becoming a reality in your mind. And the more you read it and perhaps even rewrite the goal, which you're always free to do, you're becoming clearer, you're becoming more energetic, and you're beginning to have a mental image and an emotional feeling about already having the goal. This overcomes mental doubts, delays in your mind, all of stimuli from around you, from what people, your imagination is that people may say to you that you're not worthy of having that goal, you may not be successful, who are you to have $1 million or $5 million, who are you to go out on your own and start your own business? By you writing it out on paper, you are telling the universe, showing the universe that you are serious, you mean business, you're intent on having whatever it is you wish to have. By writing it out on paper, you can be as big as you want in terms of the goal. You can only your imagination limits you on having what it is you want to have. So if there's thoughts in you that say, I can't have that, that's not the universe, that's not fact, that's not somebody saying it can't happen, it's you saying that. And so open it up, ask big, and that's what you get in life. I say in my book, Thoughts Make You Wealthy, and I say it on this radio show and my Daily Prosperity Message, ask the universe for 10 cents and you'll get 10%, 10 cents. Ask the universe for 15 cents, that's what you can get. Ask the universe for $100 or $1 million or $5 million, and that's what you'll get one way or the other down the road. So be sure and ask big in your goals. Rewrite them every day. I've talked about that before, and I want to emphasize that. There's a couple advantages of that. Every morning when you wake up after you have your coffee, tea, or water, whatever you do in the morning, your ritual, look at your goals in silence, in privacy, and rewrite them. This serves a couple purposes. it helps you refocus on what you want. You're becoming clearer, but you start to build up the more energy that you had yesterday. A lot of this is subconscious. It stays with you throughout the day. So you're reaffirming what it is you want to have. The next thing I want to emphasize to you is this. You need to be able to answer the question why, and you need to be able to understand the purpose. Why is that? If you can explain, answer to yourself the question and why it is that you want this particular goal, you want to travel, you want to be married, you want to meet the ideal man or woman, you want to have so X amount of money, $1 million, $500,000, whatever it is you want. When you can answer why it is you want this, this is another motivational exercise that's helping to helps you to believe and feel and imagine already having the goal. That is the key to success with goals, that today, right now, you're already feeling it. You're imagining, you're seeing that as with your inner mind, and you're beginning to believe already having this goal. It is not a reality out of you, it's inside of your mind, but you're beginning to feel the truth, the belief that you already have it. And the longer you stay with that, the longer you stay faithful to those feelings, those beliefs, those images, the sooner it's going to manifest. When do goals manifest? That's a question that's beyond me or you. You don't need to know that. You do not need to know how it's going to manifest. That's not your job. You don't need to ask that question. The question you want to ask yourself is, why do I want this goal? What purpose does it serve? And when you get concrete on that, then you're also adding power and enthusiasm and emotion to having the goal, what you want. Remember, this writing out goals, visualizing goals, does nothing if there's no energy behind it. That I can promise you right now. And that's why sometimes I'll hear from people and they'll say, well, Richard, I wrote out my goals, and I question that in my mind if they're, I believe they're not lying to me, but they've either written their goals out only one time, or they haven't written them, or they're very vague, or they haven't dated them, or they have too much negativity in their life that they read their goals, and after reading their goals and perhaps rewriting them like I recommend, they then get into negativity. They go onto the internet. They begin looking at the bad news of the day. They go meet their friends for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or meet them at the local cafe, and they end up in a heated debate about what's bad in life. Well, that's your choice to do that. You have the full right to do that, but it kills all the positive energy that you may have built within yourself. So we all have responsibility to associate with the people we want to, talk about the subjects we want to think about what we want to. And the question is, how motivated are you to have a life of happiness and prosperity and success? As I've said last week and over the several weeks, there are challenges out in the world, but guess what? The newsflash, as I say over and over, use a phrase that my late mother used to say, there's always been out there. I realize that we're in this information age with technology, internet, and more information coming about us. It doesn't matter whether you're living in this time period, 200 years from now, or you were living many, many years ago. Everybody had challenges out there. So it's up to you to focus your attention on your goals, on having what you want. Stay excited about your goals and write them out and review them as often as you can. Remember what I just said as we started the show. Having a goal is, of course, the object. That's a duh comment, as we say here in America. But it's the journey to the path that you take en route to the goal that brings the excitement, the fun, meeting new people, learning, becoming a smarter person, becoming a more well-rounded person, attracting more positive people, and experiencing the joys of life. And when we're positive and excited about life, we have better health, we have better relationships, we definitely attract more money, and I believe that's one or the main reason you're listening to the show, Wealthy Thoughts. So that is why I'm so big on goals, and I hope you do. You follow the same line. And the more you focus on the goals, and the short-term, long-term, middle-term, whatever length of time you wish to have goals, have your goals, remember what you're doing. You're focusing on having a new life. You're not drowning in the sorrows of the past, feeling like a victim, what happened bad yesterday or years ago or in childhood. And this is very, very healing. And this is when people do have what they think are miraculous healings in their physical body when they stay focused on their goals. If you have any questions about goals, please give me a call during the show today, 646-652-2293. That's 646-652-2293. Of course, you can only make the call during the live show. If you listen to the recording, we all know you can't call in. But you can email me if you want at wealthythoughts@gmail.com or go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/thoughtsmakeyouwealthy. Visualization. I am so big on visualization. I talked about that last week. You want to close your eyes after you write your goal out and visualize yourself. Quiet your body. Turn off the distractions. Turn off the computer, your cell phone, the television. Close the door to your office or wherever you are. Certainly do not do this while you're driving, because you want to focus on driving safely at all times. But when you're alone at home or in your office and you can close your eyes and be undisturbed by other outside people, then visualize having and doing whatever it is you want to have. Make the picture as real as possible. It's like going to the movies. See and feel yourself doing and having whatever it is you want to have. Hear people reacting to you, perhaps congratulating you on what you've accomplished. Now, I get questions about that particular statement of having people congratulate you on having your success. Now, why do we do that? Why would we visualize that? Because it's something that we all crave and want to have, is when people recognize us and appreciate us. And when we visualize this, this helps motivate you to have the whatever it is you want to have, whether it's the family congratulating you, whether it's your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife congratulating you, colleagues congratulating you on success. This is a big motivating factor. But this is not to be confused with daily wanting approval from people. There's a big difference, my dear friends, on that. When we crave and we live on approval from people, that's not what I'm talking about. I hope that I'm clear on that and you understand the difference between visualizing people congratulating you on having and doing whatever it is you wish to have versus throughout the day, consciously or subconsciously, wanting the relatives, colleagues, your special other person in your life to approve of you constantly, being obsessed with that. That's very, very negative. So I hope you understand that. If you have any questions about that, drop a post and join the conversation on my Facebook page at facebook.com/thoughtsmakeyouwealthy. remember to minimize the negative news of the day. The news will go on. There will be news tomorrow. I love the news media. It's great to have a news media. They do a great job. These are men and women, and maybe some of you are part of the media. Listen, but the way they sell advertising to media is very often by bad news, something bad happening. It happens to bring in big ratings. Nothing wrong with that. I'm for people being successful. But my point to you, my dear friends, listeners of Wealthy Thoughts, if you want to focus on having more wealth, prosperity, health, and love in your life, you need to minimize your focus, your attention on the bad news of the day. Minimize your conversations about the bad news of the day. Let go of wanting to change and control people who you think are causing the bad things in the world. Instead, focus on what you want to have. That's how we started the show. Focus on what is important to you. What do you want to have in life? And that goes back to that goal question of the why and the purpose of the goal. Why do you want to have it? So when you look at the happy, successful people in life, they very often are talking about what they want to have in life, what they enjoy in life, and what they're grateful for. It's quite a bit different than the people who use profanity or get angry about what's going on or angry at the people who disagree with them. You're welcome to do that. It's just going to retard and slow down any of the progress that you could have. But everybody is responsible for their own thoughts or feelings. And be sure, as I've said over and over, surround yourself with goal-oriented people. Surround yourself with successful people. Now, there's a way to attract successful people into your lives. There's a way to attract the ideal relationship into your life, and that is a part of my 8-week program, Choosing a Financial Freedom. So if this interests you, drop me an email. Go to my website, thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. That's thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. And it's just $300 or three payments of $100 each. And we talk about financial freedom. We talk about attracting wealth, following your passion, and attracting the ideal relationship, ideal partner in your life, and also attracting positive people in your life. Because some people say, Richard, I'm in a little town, or I'm only surrounded with a family that's very negative, or I'm surrounded with colleagues who are always complaining, and woe me. Well, we attract what we think about. And the more positive we become, the better we feel about ourselves, the more appreciation and value we find within ourselves, the people we attract, the more positive people we attract in our lives. So we change ourselves, and then we attract the positive people into our lives, if that is the way we are feeling. And I hope that if you're having questions about that, that you certainly will contact me and let me know, or join our conversation on Facebook at facebook.com. And it's /thoughtsmakeyouwealthy, and I'll talk more about that. But it's been said, and I believe it, that just visualize that. If you are surrounding yourself around men or women who are complainers, who are negative, who are clueless about the direction they're taking in life, you're going to begin thinking and feeling and believing that. That's why it's so important for young people in our lives to surround themselves with positive people, people who feel good about themselves. And that is the principle of what I'm bringing to you, that when you are around people who are successful or even more successful than you, who are wealthier than you, surround yourself with these people, and you will begin to think and feel like them, and ask them how they reached their goals, how they got to where they are in life, and you'll begin to think and feel like these people. Now, I'm saying all this for those of you who are motivated to change your lives. A lot of people are not. They'll be listening to the show one time, and that will be it, and because they're not interested in investing in themselves and changing their lives. They want to just stay right where they are, and they have a full right to do that. Just wave at them as you're on the train to abundance and success on your own journey. We're now to change or control people, or to have people to think and believe like we are. Our main job is to change our thinking, change our visualization, to write our goals, think bigger, imagine bigger, and we have a more exciting, a more prosperous life. If you have any questions at all, again, go to my website, thoughtstomakeyouwealthy.com, and drop me a note, or go to my Facebook page at facebook.com/thoughtsmakeyouwealthy. And if there's any topics that you want to talk about, drop me a post on the Facebook page at Thoughts Make You Wealthy, and I'll be happy to consider that as a future topic. If there's any other questions that you have about what's going on within your life, about goals, about visualization, certainly drop me a note. If your group that you're associated with, whether it's a group of 50 people, 500, 5,000 people, would be interested in hearing me talk about any prosperity subjects whatsoever. I'm interested in a group feeling great, feeling hope, feeling confidence, having the visualization of a new future, then I'd be more than happy to talk to you about speaking to your group, whether it's a 45-minute presentation, a two-hour presentation, or an all-day presentation. I'd be more than happy to entertain offers if this is something that you'd like to talk about. If you wish to reach me to talk about this, again, go to my website at thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. And remember to sign up for the free Daily Prosperity Message at thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. We talked about that at the beginning of the show. So remember this, ladies and gentlemen and dear friends of Wealthy Thoughts. Whatever you think about, talk about, and write about is what you're going to attract your life. It's a fact. I cannot say that enough. And I will be keep saying it every single show. Whatever you think about, whatever you talk about, whatever you feel, what you believe is what you're going to attract into your life. And, of course, as we said, whatever you write about, it's so important. All this puts energy out to the universe, and it is converted into reality. And somehow, some fashion, it's going to come to you. So we want good things to come to ourselves. So I want to encourage you to think about this. Why not choose to focus only on success, love, joy, harmony, and happiness? Okay, keep that in mind, and also associate with successful, wealthy people. Let go of the negative people. They're doing nothing for you. There is one thing negative people do, too. I should correct myself. Okay, listen to this. What do negative people do for you? The people who have failed, the people who complain, the people who waste their life. They're giving you a great, actually, prosperity seminar, and that is they're teaching you what not to do. So it's too bad that they cannot charge for a seminar because nobody would come. On the other hand, they're showing people the life and universe what not to do. These are not the people you want to emulate or copy. This is Richard Levy. I want to tell you I enjoy talking with you today. Of Thoughts Make You Wealthy, because I do believe thoughts make you wealthy. Your thoughts that you have inside yourself lead you to take action. Yes, you have to take action to create prosperity. Be sure and love and appreciate and admire the most important person you see in the mirror every day. That's you. That's not selfishness. It's not narcissism. Feel good about yourself. Love and appreciate yourself. It helps erase some of the negativity, all the negativity that you have received from childhood or from the years in the past. We're going to see you next time on Wealthy Thoughts. As soon as our remodeling has completed, that I can come back into the house and we have a good internet signal. I'm expecting that will be about 10 days or so. We'll see you the next time. Be good, think prosperity, and good things will come to you. This is Richard Levy wishing you all the best. Bye-bye for now.
thank you for inviting positive success into your life this week on Wealthy Thoughts. Please join host Richard Levy again. And this week, think of something positive you can do to bring success to yourself and others.